Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is me and my girl.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Happy Friday, and it is time for Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, Ruthie, and good morning, Pensacola. We appreciate you tuning in today to Boat Smart. Boat Smart is a call-in show, so you can jot this phone number down. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. You can call or text any kind of questions you may have for your boating needs, or even if you're interested in my class over at Georgetown Technical College, the Marine Service class, I'm more than happy to answer those questions for you. So give us a call or text, 850-437-1620 is the number. I love taking your calls and texts because that's what this show is about education, educating my listeners as well as my students over at Georgetown Technical College. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discount and pricing on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair of MerCruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch service and repair. You can also check them out on Facebook as well, because they have put all their little specials on there that they have. They have their consignment sales as well. Maybe you're looking for a boat. You can check them out on Facebook. They may have a boat there that you that can interest you. Or maybe you're trying to sell your boat and move up to another one. They can also do that for you as well. They are running a special from now until January 31st of 2021. It's a great time to save a lot of money. They are offering 25% discount off of labor all the way until January 31st of 2021. So you need to give them a call or stop by and talk to them about your boating repair needs. Maybe you're just wanting to do a service. Maybe you're looking for a repower. It's a great time for a restoration project as well. So check them out on that special that they got going, 25% discount all the way until January 31st of 2021. And that time's running short because right now Key Marine is closed for the holidays. They will open back up, I believe, on the 4th, but they are closed right now until the 4th of January. And so you need to try to schedule this right when the new year comes around. Get out there and check out Key Marine for that 25% off of labor special. That's a great deal. For whether it's a large project or a small project, that is just a great, great deal. I am the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch them on the web at georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu. You can also call them at 850-941-6200. They have a chat feature available on the website as well. You can register now. It is open enrollment. Scholarships are available. You must pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell Grants are also available. We are actually on break right now over at Georgetown, so I'm not sure. I can check with them on that. I'm sure somebody's monitoring that website for that chat feature through the break, but we are on break from starting today. The school will close, and then we will reopen on the 4th of January. My students will return on the 5th of January, and we will start out a new year over at Georgetown Technical College in the Marine Service Technology class. So check them out on the website. I'm still continually getting emails and calls about people that are interested in my class. That's because the marine industry is so strong right now. They're looking for so many technicians and people in the parts help, service writers, you name it, they're looking for help in the marine industry. So Georgetown Technical College is a great place to start that new career in the marine industry in my marine service class. So check them out on the web at georgestonecollege.edu. So I tell you what, I haven't been, my last day at school was actually on Tuesday. I took a couple of days off for some things that I had to take care of. So I was not there on Wednesday and Thursday, and I had a sub in there on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. But before we broke for the holidays, we actually had a little downtime in class, and my students planned and we actually did a chili cook-off on Tuesday evening. So we actually started around 5 o'clock and had a great time. Several students brought in chili that they made, and we have different types of chili. I brought a big pot of chili in there as well, and my students brought in all the fixings, the plates, and all the things that go along with that, and we just had a great time on Tuesday doing that in class. So I just want my listeners to know that we try to have some fun around there as well. We do work hard, but we do have fun in the class as well. So I kind of look at this, if you work hard and you get to have some fun as well. So it worked out really nice. We had a great time. All my students were there, and it was just a good fun time for that chili cook-off. So we had some great chili there as well.
So I have to ask, was it red chili? Was it white chili? Did you do chicken chili? Was it everything?
It was a little bit of everything. We had white chili. I made actual three meat type chili, and that's kind of my specialty and my own recipe, and students loved it. And we actually had a white chili. It had some corn in it and stuff like that, and then another chili that was a little spicier. So we had different varieties of chili. So it was nice to have that different variety in there. And we didn't have to do a lot of chili cleanup because it was all gone at the end of the night. That's for sure.
That's the best kind of cleanup, the minimal kind.
Yeah. And then after that, we actually did a Santa giveaway, you know, where you wrap the presents and people get to pick a number. So I kind of put a little spin on that and have made a PowerPoint because I like to do PowerPoints. My students don't necessarily like my PowerPoint, but I like them, you know. So we did a PowerPoint where it actually drew random numbers, and my students were able to open up presents and stuff. And I was so amazed at my students and their thoughtfulness in this Santa giveaway. They really thought it through, and my students gave away great gifts for this Santa giveaway. And it was fun when that great gift would pop out, how the students, you know, how you can steal a gift and then take it, and then another student gets to steal it, another person. And it was just fun. We had a great time with that. And there were some great gifts, nice tools and flashlights and things like that. So it had a theme to it of boat repair type stuff. There was a lot of nice tools and power tools in that giveaway, and people and the students went way above and beyond what they were supposed to spend, and I was amazed by that.
That is so cool. Like, what a fun way to wrap up the year, wrap up the semester, and head into a break with some generosity and just some good time together. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, we like to finish off the year on a positive note, and we talked about that last week, the successes that we had throughout the entire year of 2020, and we did have successes, and I like to celebrate that at the end of the year, and then I like to start fresh at the beginning of the year with a nice, clean shop and everything organized and grades are posted and all that stuff, so I work hard on making sure that happens. And as I indicated, we had a sub in there, and not a sub sandwich. Sometimes people have to say that. We had the substitute teacher in the classroom on Wednesday and Thursday, and my students actually all showed up for the sub. How unheard of is that?
Wow, that is impressive. That's some dedication.
Yeah, my students showed up, and because I kind of check on them, they'll actually send me messages and stuff while I'm away from there a little bit. You know, hey, can we do this or can we do that, and that kind of thing. And you know, it just shows the character of the people in my class, and it really is an employability skill that I can use as a reference material when a student goes to look for a job in the industry. They show up when the sub is there. That has a lot to say for my students when they show up when we actually have a sub in the classroom. So that's a great testament to what they do and their hard work and things that they do. And so it's just great to, you know, to see that happen in my class. So, and I want to thank Clarence Bowen for substituting my class out there. He actually has the credentials to allow my students to work in the shop area. He comes from the automotive field, but he can allow my students in the shop. So basically what I told my students was teach him something, you know, let him learn something as he's being the substitute teacher. And I'm sure they did that as well.
Oh, what a great attitude. Good perspective. I was actually going to ask Stefan, like, is there anyone qualified to sub for you? You know, a lot of times like in like K-12 schools, a sub just has their feet up on the desk and it's like put on the movie kind of thing. But it doesn't sound like that's what happened in your class.
Right, and sometimes that does happen, but I'm very careful when I do get a sub because it's so important that my students get as much as they can out of every day that they're there. So, and I don't take many days off, just very seldom do I ever do that. I don't like doing it, but I will do it if I need to. But I plan ahead to where I can have a sub that comes to my class that can allow my students to work in the shop area, and that's just such a benefit to have. And I have a couple on my list that I call. And I will pre-call them and say, hey, and I give them about a month of, you know, an idea, a month out or so, if I can, and say, hey, I need you this day. Would you like to watch my class? And believe it or not, these subs love to watch my class. They enjoy the time that they spend with my students. So that's good to know as well.
Yeah, I don't think that happens on accident. I think that is great planning and a lot of clarity and the expectations to the point, like you said, where, you know, your students are at the level where they're understanding that they're investing their time. They don't have to be there. They're there because they know they're going to get something out of it. The more they put in, the more they're going to get out.
That's right. And my students, you know, I have several students who drive an hour and a half and work full-time jobs as well to come to school. And that's just, you know, that just shows how much they're interested in the Marine Service field, you know, the career in the Marine Service. So an hour and a half each day to come to school, that's amazing to me.
That's a long time in the car for Christmas music.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yep. Hey, we did have Christmas music playing on Tuesday as well. I was very surprised. I was walking down the hallway, and I heard this Christmas music playing down in the mall area. You know the mall area between the shops down in the lower end. And it was echoing through the halls, and I was wondering, where is that music coming from? And it was one of my students had one of these big speaker boxes, and he was playing Christmas music, and it was actually going down through the hallway.
Oh,
so I thought that was great too.
That's great, spreading the Christmas cheer. I love it. You know, yep. You got to be in a good mood if you're the one blasting the Christmas music.
No doubt about it. And I think it does put people in a good mood as well. So, you know, this morning I woke up and I looked outside and I seen all the frost on the cars and stuff. So I got to thinking about winterizing.
Oh,
I just want to go over a couple points on that. So I had some questions that I wanted to ask a couple people about winterization. I'm talking about people in the industry. So I actually got my buddy Joe King, who owns Angler Marine up in Scottsboro, Alabama, on the phone this morning and talked to him a little bit about winterizing. Because when you think about winterizing and protecting your boat from freeze damage, it is a totally different scenario when you look at the Pensacola area versus when you start working your way further north. As you work further north, the way you protect your boat and engines and drives from freeze damage totally changes when you start working your way north, you know, when you're looking at Pensacola area. And then, of course, if you start working your way further south, they don't even see winterizations too much, you know, depending on how far south you go, of course. But winterization is something that's very important that people need to really pay attention to this time of year, especially when we're starting to get these cold snaps where you may wake up and it could be 25 degrees outside, and that could be a scenario where you may have a busted block or a busted manifold on your boat if you didn't do the proper winterization on your boat. So people really need to start thinking about that, and we actually thought about that when we took our break, and I had my students prepare for that as well. That boats that could freeze, we put them inside. And we put all our outboards down in a lower position. I know that Jeff Crane talked about this a few weeks ago, and it just depends on where you live and how you approach winterization. And in our area, of course, we do have some nice days from, you know, that pop up in the wintertime. So you may not want to do a full winterization. You may just want to protect your boat on those times where it's going to go down into a hard freeze for a couple of days, and you may want to protect it at that point. And if you have an outboard boat, that's pretty easy to do. All you do is trim that outboard down and make sure that it's in a full down position, and you really don't have to do anything else as far as the way it, you know, as far as freeze damage is concerned. But if you have a stern drive or an inboard, that's a little different. You may want to, in our area, sometimes you could put a little small heater in your engine compartment to keep that compartment from freezing, and or even a small light bulb, which I don't recommend that if you can't keep an eye on it. You know, you got to be careful not create a fire hazard when you're trying to heat up your engine area and that type of stuff. But in our area, it's not that necessary to do a long-term type winterization. Now, when you look at areas further north of here, like in my buddy Joe King's area up at Angler Marine in Scottsboro, they do a totally different type winterization, and a lot of people will store their boats long-term. Where I come from on the Mississippi River, when I first started in the marine industry, we had to winterize yearly, and it would start early, and we would winterize boats that would stay in storage for long periods of time of up to 3 months or more. And so that was a totally different scenario as well. So I was asking Joe a couple questions, and one of the things that I asked Joe was, do you guarantee your winterization process? And that's a good question to ask the dealer or whoever you're having that work done at. Do you guarantee the work? Now, there's a lot of factors that would go into that, that guarantee, I'm sure. And these businesses have things in place that kind of protect them as well, because you don't know if a person can take a boat from your shop and run it, and then, you know, after you winterize it and protect it from freezing, and then they go ahead and run it, and the next thing you know, they have a problem with a busted block. But Joe says that they do guarantee their work if the plugs are left and bagged and tagged on the steering wheel. So their process is to winterize, and all the drain plugs and things that they remove to remove the water from the engine blocks and water systems, everything has to be bagged and tagged and placed on the steering wheel. So that way, if there's any question or anything, they know that boat possibly hasn't been ran. So that's kind of their criteria on that. The next question I asked Joe was if the insurance covers a frozen block or damage caused by freezing. And it could even be boat systems, your water system, your head system, that type of stuff, your drive, your engine. And then what Joe said to me, that they have a lot of customers in the marina that use bilge heaters. They go through and test the bilge heaters. They spray them with a cold spray to make sure that they come on and work, but they can't guarantee that they work later. I always recommend the customer to check with their insurance company to see if they are covered in the event that there is damage. So that's a good thing that you should do. Call your insurance company as you go into this cold season and say, hey, am I insured in case something happens with my block or drive? If it happens to freeze, am I insured in that event? And the insurance company can give you their criteria on how what they expect to happen when you or a dealership winterizes your boat, to make sure that the damage, you try to prevent the damage as much as possible by going in and winterizing it properly. I'm going to say this, if you do not understand the winterization process, I highly recommend in our area, take it to Key Marine and let them do that for you, especially if you're going to be leaving your boat through the wintertime and you're storing it outside. Make sure that you have somebody qualified like Key Marine to do that for you as well. Joe also said that the reason you want to check with your insurance company, because an engine can cost you anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000 for a long block replacement. So make sure that you're covered under that insurance policy, just in case something happens. Also, he recommends us use the BIA certified heaters. Also, in the cabins, use only mechanical dials. This is a great point. Use only mechanical dial type heaters in your cabin areas. Okay. The digital power type heaters, if you have a power glitch, which is very possible in the wintertime, you can have a power glitch and they will not reset and you could have freeze damage. So you got to be careful of what type of heater that you use and that type of thing in your boat as well. We're talking these larger boats that are sitting in the water or even that are on land that they have stored up for the winter. Joe also indicated that the boats that are sitting in the water, they should close the sea cocks, your through holes, to make sure that water doesn't get in the boat through the winter. And what that does a couple things. That protects that when you close that sea cock off, if you have a hose that maybe splits or a hose that starts to leaking and the boat's sitting there in the water for a long period of time, that the boat can't fill up with water because of that through hole. and if something does happen. So these are some great tips for my buddy up in Angler Marine up there in Scottsboro, Alabama, because they do a different winterization than we do down here in the South. And he's familiar with both because he's had a business down here as well. He's been in this industry as long as I have. And he's a great point of contact for this type of information. It's been so long since I've done it. I haven't forgotten the steps, but sometimes I don't. I wasn't sure on the insurance and that type of stuff, so that's why I reached out to Joe. Also, to know if you're interested in moving up in that area, up in the Scottsboro area, Joe is looking for technicians like everybody in the marine industry is doing right now. He is trying to find some technicians to go to work, and this is a great time to reach out to Joe at Angler Marine. And I'm going to give you his phone number. Jot this down if you're maybe interested in relocating up to what I call God's country up there right on the Tennessee River. It's a beautiful area to go to. Just give him a call at 256-574-4447. That's 256-574-4447 if you're interested in a job in the marine industry up there in God's country right there on the Tennessee River. I go motorcycle riding up there. It is beautiful.
I remember it you is were absolutely going up there not that long ago, right? You made that trip and said how gorgeous it was. It's a different landscape than here for sure.
It definitely is, and it definitely gets colder up there. It's like I would not choose to go up there right now riding motorcycles. So, it definitely gets colder up there.
Yeah, it is so interesting, like you mentioned, Stefan, like exactly where we are. Like maybe there's a little bit of this winterizing to keep in mind, but you go just a little bit farther north or a little bit farther south, and it's completely different best practices or checklists for you, or maybe not even any at all, like you mentioned down south.
Yeah, technique and how you do it and that kind of thing. But I'm telling you, if you call Key Marine or reach out to me, my email address is on the Georgetown website. And that's fine with me. If somebody has a question, they can go to the Georgetown website. And let me give you that website while we're here. georgetownecollege.edu. If you click on the area that talks about programs, you can find the Marine Service program on there as well. And you can click on my email. That's my email address. It actually has my cell phone number listed on there as well. Call or text me. That's fine too. And I'm more than happy to answer questions that you may have if you have a question about your boat or something like that. And we can actually make a discussion about that on the show as well. So I'm more than happy to do that. So go to georgetownecollege.edu and check out the Marine Service area. And that will tell you about my program. It talks about the hours that we have in a program and how long you should expect to be in the program and that kind of thing. So it's a good place to go to get information. And I'm more than happy to answer your questions on there as well. So go check that out, georgetownecollege.edu. So, as my listeners, I think we're not going to have a show next week. Is that correct? Is that next Friday?
That's right. There's something going on. What is it?
What is it?
Oh,
it
that's
is Christmas.
Right. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas. So I am not going to be on the air next Friday. I am going to be celebrating Christmas like a lot of people are going to be doing. So we will not be on the air. I'm assuming we're going to put Christmas music in place of my show, right?
That's right.
Okay, so we're going to have Christmas music going on. So, we got a little less than maybe a minute or so left. I just want to thank my listeners and wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, and just and as we go into the new year, just start to think positive about the new year that's coming along and just try to celebrate Christmas for what it is and enjoy your time during your Christmas break as well. And I know I'm going to enjoy my time off, and I expect my students to do the same thing. I told them to relax, enjoy the time off that they have, and just to take it easy during the Christmas holiday. So I hope everybody can stop and unwind a little bit and just enjoy the day and the holiday for what it is, so I that's my wish to my listeners, just to enjoy that holiday and what it brings to their families and things like that. So I want to thank my sponsor, Key Marine of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number 850-492-0487 is their phone number. Remember, they are closed now until the 4th, but they have that great special going on, 25% discount on labor all the way through January 31st. So check them out on their Facebook page as well, or give them a call and maybe leave a message if they're not there to answer the phones. But go ahead and check them out in the first year. It's a great place to start saving money at Key Marine. So make that happen.
That's it. And Stefan, I got to ask real quick, are you still in the market for a boat for your students if someone has
still,
a need on one?
I am still looking. That would be a great way to start my new year. Still looking for that 21 to 24 foot boat. So if you have one out there, center console, let me know. You can email me. Check out our website. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas to everybody, and we will see you in a couple weeks.